the third paragraph in the section of Midas. That you should cause that the Rebbeinu Shlom's name should become beloved through you. Shekaira b'shayna, a person should learn chumash and mishnayos, a mishamish talmid chacham, which means Gemara, a very misunderstood term. People think mishamish talmid chacham means to bring him water. It's very nice of Dr. Harris to bring me water. But that's not what the Rashi and the Gemara many times translates. In those days, they didn't have Gemara. The way a person understood mishnayos, if he learned by talmid chachamim, he hung around them, and he heard them explain mishnayos. So then he understood the halacha. So that was mishamish talmid chachamim. And Rashi says, v'hainu dekari talmud. That's what today we call talmud. That means mishamish talmid chachamim means he learns Gemara. That's what it really means. Rashi in Brachas, Rashi in Chulin, Rashi in multiple places says this. And he should, this is Gemara Yuma, he should handle, do business very nicely with people. What would people say? Ashrei Avim Shalom de Taira, fortunate is his father who taught him Taira. Ashrei Rabbi Shalom de Taira. Oilem Labia Shalom de Taira. By looking at somebody like that, you say, woe to the people that didn't have this education, didn't get this hadrachah. Foyni shalom b'tayra roi, lu kamenom drachav. How beautiful are his ways. Kamen b'sakon ha'maisav, how correct are his actions. All of our kasev ha'imer v'yoymer li, avdi ata, you are my servant, Hashem says, Yisrael ha'shem b'chol ha'spoyer. Yisrael, that I am proud of you. Avimisha k'ayra v'shayna b'sham b'sham b'chocham. For somebody who learns, Chumash, Mishnayos, Gemara. Ve'ein Masoy Matana Be'emuna. He doesn't deal honestly in business. Ve'ein Dibura Benachos in Mabriyas. He doesn't talk softly with people. Mabriyas, I'm Misalov. Oilai Leplayni Shalom Atayra. Woe to this person to learn Tayra. Oilai Le'aviv Shalom De Tayra. Oilai Le'lamay Shalom De Tayra. Woe to his Rebbe that taught him. Playni Shalom Atayra. Lo Kamakama Kola Masov. Again, they blame it on the yeshiva guys. Look at the yeshiva guys. They don't act appropriately. So what do people say? This is what Taira does. Rachman al-Islam. Kama mukhorem drochav. V'olav ha-klasivayimeh b'morlem am Hashem eila ma'atzi yatov. This is the nation of Hashem, and they leave his land. V'kein klasiv ha-rambam perkei mehukas yisayde ha-taira loch yudalov. V'yesh dvarim ha-cherim. There are other things. Shem b'chol chil Hashem. V'yash ha-isim adam gotl ba-taira mefursim b'chsidus. Person who's great in Taira, and he's known to be a pious person. People talk about it. How can he do this, Bishvilov? Right? Even though they're not Averis, Bachmash here, this is the Chil Hashem. For that, Gemara talks about. In those days, people paid on time. People didn't pay on time, it became suspicious. Here is a Talmud Chacham, he goes and he doesn't pay on time. He's going to pay later, but people look at it and they say, wow, he doesn't pay on time. Which he has money. The buyers, sellers ask him for the money, and he pushes them off. I'll pay you later. You know, common thing in business. He hangs on the Amaratzim and jokes with them and eats with them, or he doesn't speak nicely to people. He doesn't accept them nicely. He's rough. He argues, he gets angry. The higher a person is, the greater he has to worry about Chil Hashem. Because Chil Hashem is dependent on who you are. Right? If somebody that nobody looks up to does something, okay. Somebody everybody looks up to does it, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different thing. And becomes a Chil Hashem. So that's where midas become very important. Because a person who's a Talmud Chacham is not about midas. Does a lot of damage, Rachman al-Islam. Okay. Sechtes Nida, here we come. So there was a machloikas in the Gemara. I'm giving a background so we can start today. There's a machloikas in the Gemara. If a woman has a cesarean, is she tamei leida? Does she get you made Tara and Tumma that you bring a carbon. The Tanakama, the Rabbanan said no, and Reb Shimon said yes. And the Gemara brought a pasuk for the Rabbanan that they learned it out from Ishikin says Rehavi Yolta Zachar, and Reb Shimon answered it. Then the Gemara wanted to know, where did Reb Shimon know from? And the Gemara said he learns it out from the pasuk Teled. Teled said, extra word in the cave is Teled. It could have just said him the cave. We're talking about childbirth. Teled tells me, even a Yitzadayfin, even a cesarean. The Gemara said, what did Rabbanan do with that pasuk? They say that pasuk is to come include a Tumtum Vadraganus, that a woman who gives birth to Tumtum Vadraganus has you made Tumma and you made Tara. And the Gemara says, how does Reb Shimon know that? He learns it at Abimloisi made Tara Leben or Labas. Leben or Labas is to tell me any kind of birth, right? Anyone that could be viewed as a boy or a girl. And Rabbanan say that's the mechayev on each childbirth. That if a woman has multiple childbirths, she has to bring multiple korbanos. That's where we left it off yesterday, which is, I'll tell you exactly, I'll try to count exactly, 2, 4, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. About 25 lines in the bottom. Smack in the middle of Tysus, Gamar Leida Leida. You go across in the middle of Tysus, Reb Shimon. The second word on the line, the first word on the line is Ubas. So Rabbanan had just said that Leben or Lubas is the Mechai of Akol Ben and Akol Bas. Frank the Gemar, Reb Shimon, how does he know that? He's using Leben or Lubas for Tumtum Vadraganus. And because he used Leben or Lubas for Tumtum Vadraganus, he had Teled open to say as a Syrian. And Rabbanan needed Leben or Lubas for multiple births. And therefore they used Teled for Tumtum Vadraganus. So they had no pasuk available for Caesarean. So how does Reb Shimon know multiple births? So the Gemara Nafkalem in the 20 Tanakh Kameder of Sheshes. He learns it from the following brisa that somebody said in front of Rishenshus. And I've mentioned this a lot of times, and I'll mention it again. There were, in the days of the Amoraim, there were people referred to as Tanoim. But that's not the Tanoim of the Mishnah. The Tanoim of the Mishnah lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they were there at the time of Mishnayos. There were Amoraim who had yeshivas, and in those yeshivas they had people called Tanoim who knew brisas, who had memorized a large amount of brises. And they used to tell the Amoraim those brises, and the Amoraim used to tell them shat and how to understand the brisa. Sometimes they corrected the brisa. Sometimes they said the brisa is a mistake. But these Tanoim were the ones that were a treasure trove of brises, and they used to say them in front of the Amoraim. So this is one who said a brisa in front of Rishashis. What did he say? The Brisa read, Zois Tyrus Hayaletis. This is at the end of the Brisa, it says, Zois Tyrus Hayaletis Azokhar in the Kheva. So it says, Malame Shemaziya Koyman Echad, Avlodis Harbe. Zois Tyrus Hayaletis says that you can bring one carbon, right? Zois, one carbon. Tyrus Hayaletis, Tyrus is to say on multiple births. Zois, even though it's multiple births. That's what Zayis tells me.
He argues
on the moment. 1 second, we're not finished. We are not finished. We are middle of the Brisa. Malamed, Shemaviyah, Koyman, Echad, Avlon, Isharbe. Now the Brisa asks, Ahavamina. And what the Gemara is going to do is say, this can't be Ahavamina. And then what the Gemara is going to say, there must be a different Ahavamina. Yachol, the Brisa says, I would think, Kavi, Alei, Devaziva, Ka'achas. Let's say this woman was a Zava when she gave birth. She had 3 days of blood without labor pain, she was a Zava, and then she gave birth. And then she had Leda. Zava has to bring a carbon, and Leda has to bring a carbon. Can she bring one set of birds for both of them? Leda and Zava, the same carbon. So Yachol Tavi Aleda Vazava Gziba Kabachas. So the Gemara interrupts. That's a Havamina. It's two separate things. El Yeledes to Achla Dam, Yeledes to Achla Chelov, Bechat Carbon Tisgila. What, if she gave birth and then ate blood, drank blood, or ate chaylov, are you going to say it's a havamina she should bring one carbon for both? You can't mix. Right, you can't mix. In Yiddish we used to say you can't mix kasha with borscht. You can't mix two ingredients that have no sizes to each other. So that can't be a Havamina. There is no Havamina that the woman should bring one set of births for two different causes. Ella, this is the Havamina. Yochol tell me Aleidish Lefnei Melois, Aleidish Al-Acha Melois Ka'achas. What if the woman had a birth, and then after 80 days, she had a miscarriage, or another birth? Can she bring one carbon for multiple births? Now, this is the same cause. This is not Leida and Ziva. This is Leida and Leida. Talmud Leimar Zeis. So Zeis says, no, that you can't bring one carbon for multiple births. When they are, after the days of Melois. So basically, what's happening is, after the days of 81, it's called Melois. Melois, she made Tahara, Leben, Lebas, when she finishes her days Tahara. That the Gemara calls that Melois, because the Pasuk says, when she finishes, Melois, she made Tahara. If the second birth is after the 80 days, she needs a new carbon. If the second day is within the 30 days, within the 80 days, she doesn't need a new carbon. So now, stop. That means Zeus Tyra sends us a double message. Zeus seems to say every birth is separate. Tyra seems to say multiple births have one carbon. How do you reconcile the two? If it depends if it's within the 80 days or it's not within the 80 days. So here's where Shimon sees that multiple births bring multiple kavanas. So he doesn't need the Ben or Labas for that. He uses Zeus Tyra for that. So why they don't use that? The answer is, they say Zeus does not cut it. Why not? Let me explain. There's two ways that women can have births far apart. One is, give birth, get pregnant again, and have a miscarriage or give birth again. That's multiple births. There's another way. They can be pregnant and give birth to one at the end, in the middle of seven, and the other one in the middle of nine. There's at the end of nine. There's more than 80 days separating them. Two births, one pregnancy that resulted in two births more than 80 days apart. Now, how do you use that? Is that multiple births?
More than 80 days apart.
What? Well, it's the first day of seven and the last day of nine.
Well,
you could give birth the first day of seven.
Make it easier. First one was a boy.
Or the first one was a boy, yes. In fact, in this case, the boy, in the case, Yehuda Chizkia, one was a boy. Boy has less days. So what happens then? So the Rabbana says, if you learn it out from Zeus Tyras, you would walk away saying, that's only if it's multiple pregnancies that result in multiple births. But if one pregnancy that results in multiple births, maybe one carbon suffices. So therefore, they need Leben or Lebas for that. And Rav Shimon doesn't think there's a difference. So you want to know the source of the Machlokes? It boils down, do I need two psukim to tell me multiple korbanos for multiple births? Rav Shimon says, one pasuk does the trick. Zeus Tyras. Zeus tells me each birth has its own carbon. Tyras tells me multiple births have a carbon, one carbon. Difference is within 80 or past 80. Rabbanan say, that's great. But what if it's one pregnancy that results in two births? Which Rav Shimon doesn't seem to think would make a havamin of a difference. But Rabbanan seem to think it would. Therefore, they say, I need the Pasuk Leben or Lebas. Rav Shimon doesn't need the Pasuk Leben or Lebas, so he uses the Pasuk Leben or Lebas for Tumtum and Adreganus. Rabbanan say, we learn our Tumtum and Adreganus from Tele. Rav Shimon says, I don't need that for Tumtum and Adreganus, therefore I have it for Yaitz and Daifen. So the source of the Machloikas is how many psukim do I need to tell me that multiple births need multiple kavanas? Rabbanan say I need two. Rav Shimon says I only need one. That gives Rav Shimon an extra pasuk, and that extra pasuk tells him that Caesarean is considered a birth. And Rabbanan who don't have that extra pasuk end up that they don't have a pasuk to tell me a Caesarean is considered a birth. So this is, when you look at the source of the Machlokes, the source is here. You look at the result of the Machlokes, whether Caesarean is considered a birth or not. Rav Shimon walks around with an extra pasuk in his pocket. Because he doesn't need two psukim for multiple births, he has an extra pasuk. And because the Rabbanon need two psukim for multiple births, they don't have the extra pasuk. That's what it ends up being. I just would like to read the Gemara and the Rashi before entertain any questions. Rabbanon, Adlagav Dechsiv Zois, Itzruch Leber Lebas. Samgadai Tachamini, Hanimili Betray Iburi. Two separate pregnancies. Avibachani Bura, Higan Yehuda Vechiski B'nei Rebchia. But one pregnancy, like Rebchia's children, maybe Bechad Karben Sagila. Kamashmoa, that's why I need a second pasuk. Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Rashi is Tairas Hayaletis. It's a little bit further up. Tairas Hayaletis, Masma Taira, Akash, Yaletis, Veladis Harbe. Tairas seems to mean multiples. Shilufne Melois, Yolda Akshav, she gave birth now. The Yolda La'achar Shmeinim Kama. I'm sorry, Ha'achar Shmeinim. And she gave birth after 80. Kama Havilufne Melois. Ubas Rabbi Lacha Melois. Rashi is worried about a word, his name Melois. Rashi seems to say there's three pregnancies here. She gave birth, she got pregnant and miscarried within 80 days, and then got pregnant and miscarried after 80 days. So the first miscarriage was within 80, and the second miscarriage is after 80. That's Lufne Melois and Laacha Melois. One was Lufne, and one was Laacha. Zois, Mashmet Kamaish Mefurish, Benyan Karben Echad, Levar Echad. Zois seems to say one per birth. Tairah seems to say one per multiples. So we make that comp. Hanimili, the aim of Viyash Lufne Melois, Laacha Melois, Karben Echad. Rabbanah said we need two psukim. When don't you bring one carbon on births that are separated by 80 days? Betray Iburi, she yolda, she gave birth. The chazir and his abra betayachi meitayar. And she became pregnant during the days of Tara, the yolda lachar shmeinim. But it happens when Yehuda b'yechizkiya, zaminim b'mapelas. We said in the third parak, she shtah achrein, that the last one stayed in the womb, achar arishan, gimu chazash. Sorry? Nishtahe, wait, shihui means wait, delayed, that's a better word, delayed. The last one delayed, Akar Arishan, Gimel Chadash. Period. Okay, yes, doctor.
I don't know about the question, Rod. It seems that another way of looking at this is that the two different pseudonyms have to do with defining the term pregnancy. I mean, a widely separated birth, the two different babies occurs today. It absolutely occurs today with twin pregnancies. Now, the question may be, how do we define the term pregnant? Is a woman with a twin pregnancy who delivered one of them is still referred to as pregnant? So does pregnant refer as a singular to the multiple fetuses? Or is pregnant?
I think that's more confusing. You should be Michael me. I think pregnancy means when she became pregnant with twins.
But you would refer, I mean, essentially you're already coming down on the side when you're saying that.
Well, that's how I understood pregnant.
Is carrying twins, triplets, or singletons that simply is referred to as pregnant. She
correct.
Was just as pregnant as she was prior to the birth of the first.
Again, it was one pregnancy. To me, it's one pregnancy. I don't like to complicate things, so that I can go in the Supreme Court, who doesn't know what certain words mean. I very clear to me what pregnancy means. A woman is pregnant.
This is something where I was influenced by
Wittgenstein. I got it's a mistake, but I can only tell you.
Arguments between people have to do with someone who is referring to something. One term with one definition, and another.
Could be. A lot of them for sure do. Yes. Yes.
So bottom line, they both use Zeiss.
They both use Zeiss and Tairas.
Sure.
Tairas is to tell me multiple birds get one carbon, and Zeiss tells me each bird gets its own carbon.
So what's so simple for Shimon? Because Marach.
No Marach. To him it says, whatever way you're going to compromise with these Zeiss and Tairas, which is that during 80 days, it's one for multiples, and after 80 days, it's each one. That's given by both Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. That's not an argument.
Only one carbon suffices?
For in
within 80 days.
Within 80 days.
So
this is not a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Everybody agrees to that fact.
What is the Chizki and you, what did they bring? The mother that brought two carbonas?
Two carbonas.
Even though it was for pregnancy, because it was beyond...
Because it was beyond 80 days. Correct. And if Shimon says that doesn't need its own pasuk, it fits into the regular pasuk, and Rabbanan say no, you might argue that that does only need one carbon, and therefore we need an extra pasuk to tell me it's two carbonas.
How does Rav Shimon learn both from the same pasuk?
Because to him, it's the same thing. It's birth 80 days apart.
He doesn't look at pregnancy.
He doesn't think that should make a difference. Correct.
Okay.
He doesn't think that should make a difference.
Is that pretty much the source?
That's the source. Okay. Do you need a second pasuk for Yehuda and Chizkiah? That's what it boils down to. See, I like to stress this because the Gemara, the Gemara can be confusing. Because the Gemara is working backwards. It starts off with the fact, Rabbi Shimon said, a Caesarean is a birth, and Rabbanan said not. That's the Nafkamina. Now, how do you get there? So the Gemara goes through many steps. And at the end of the day, we reach the step. But in people's minds, their minds is looking at it the way the Gemara did it. From the Machlokes is Caesarean. But they're not thinking backwards. What the Gemara wants you to do is now that you know everything, okay, so let's see where the Machlokes started. It started back with, I need two psukim for Yehuda, do I need an extra pasuk for Yehuda and Chizkiah? And because of that, Rav Shimon always walked away with an extra pasuk. We went through the steps, and at the end of the day, he has an extra pasuk, so he uses it for Caesarean. And because the Rabbanan needed an extra pasuk for Yehuda and Chizkiah, they don't have that extra pasuk. So if you look at the source, it's the end. If you look at the result, it's what the Gemara started with.
But really, it's the machlokes is, do I look at two pregnancies as one, or one pregnancy is one?
I have a havamina? At the end of the day, there's no machlokes.
Right.
I need an extra pasuk for Yehuda and Chizkiah? That's what it boils down to as the source of the machlokes. Correct.
What does that mean? There's no machlokes. If Shimon holds, if you have twins on the same day, you bring one korban.
I even told you Rabbanan.
You say that too?
Yeah. The only argument is if you have twins 3 months apart. There's no argument. And if you have 3 months apart, you would bring two korbanas. Do you need a second pasuk for that? Everybody agrees to the facts. Within 80 days, one korban. After 80 days, two korbanas. Whether it's one pregnancy or multiple pregnancies. Question is, do I need an extra pasuk for that, or is that understood from one pasuk?
Shimon lumps them all together.
Right. Correct. That's the source of the machlokes.
Any of these parts of Teres Akasus?
Pasuk said 14 and 66. I added them up, so it's 80. I mean, the Gemara added them up, so it's 80.
Question, do you need an extra pasuk for the
7 and 9? For Yudin 50, correct. Because you could make an argument that's different than the woman that got pregnant again.
Two pregnancies versus one pregnancy.
And Rabbi Shimon says, it doesn't make a difference. The births were more than 80 days apart. One pasuk can cover both cases. Dr. Gemara Weiss. I'm Rabbi Yechim. Umayda Rabbi Shimon bekachim shein HaKadosh. How about a Caesarean of an animal? Can it be used as a carbon? Can a person donate an animal born by Caesarean as a carbon? And I haven't translated the word yet.
Donate or
again, I'm being very careful.
Okay.
If somebody donates an animal born from a Caesarean, can that be a carbon? Or is that like donating a balmum? If a guy donated an animal with a blemish, it never gets to be a carbon. Can't be a carbon. It has a blemish. Right. Let me give a little background. If a person has an animal that's a carbon that develops a mum, there's a process of redeeming it. And even after redemption, the animal still has certain halakhas, which we're not going to get involved in now. Rashi will bring them. We'll worry about it when Rashi brings them. But if a person donates a baal mum, it doesn't get the kedusha to begin with of a carbon does not have to be redeemed in the set. It has to be redeemed, but the animal has no halachas afterwards. It was never a carbon. It never got to the stage of carbon. It was an animal with a blemish. It can't be a carbon.
Born with a blemish?
He donated it with a blemish.
It could have been.
No, he couldn't be, because by the time he donated it, it was impossible. I don't care what it's for. It donated. Now, how about if a person donates a cesarean?
The child.
An animal born through a cesarean. Correct.
Not the mother. Not the mother.
Okay.
The child.
Yes.
The child.
Okay. Fine. Fine. Again, I'm not going to argue with this. That's it. Let's go by turn. We all agree. It's the baby. By turn. Now, so does it get kedusha or not? Now, the halacha is it doesn't. The question is, once Rav Shimon told us it's considered a birth, what would be by a carbon? Would he argue there too? So, Rav Yechanan, Meider Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon agrees, Bekachim, She'ein HaKadosh. How does he know that? My time. Where does he know that? Why is that different than a human birth? Which one? Which word?
Bekachim, meaning.
By a carbon.
Any carbon.
To bring it as a carbon.
To bring it as a carbon. That's called kachim. I mean, to donate the head, this one can donate a table and a chair. But that's not a carbon. That's a kabayas. But we're talking about an animal that could be a carbon, and it can't be a carbon. That's what he's saying. Because it's not a later. Exactly. By human, he said it is a later. So why does he agree by animal? My time, huh? Gamar leida leida mibchar. He has a gzeirushava from a bchar. A bchar is a firstborn animal that is a carbon, automatically. Firstborn kosher animal is carbon. It's called. With a mum, it has one halacha. No mum, it's a carbon. Now, there it says peterechem. It has to be the opening of the womb. That excludes cesarean. A cesarean is not called a peterechem. Therefore, the Gzeirishava tells us that by carbon you need peterechem. Ma'hasa peterechem, avkan peterechem. So Rav Shimon agrees by kachim because he has a Gzeirishava that says kachim is like bechor, which needs peterechem. Leda, leda. It says the word leda here. Leda here.
That thing that excludes
Assyrian. Right.
For
Frak the Gemara. The leg my lay the Adam. It also says lay the my Adam. And there is Assyrian, according to Shimon, is a birth. So how do you know where? Now, the Xerishava is our hand of the Sinai. But the application of the Xerishava is our decision. There's Xerishava handed down lay the later. On one hand, we have Bechar, where there it means no Assyrian. On the other hand, according to Shimon, we have humans, where there the Syrian is called the Leda. And the Torah wrote Leda by Kachim. And we have a Zereshava. Now we have a choice. Which way are we going to go with the Zereshava? So,
why do you have a choice? Leda.
Because the Sinai didn't tell us which way to go. It just said there's a Zereshava Leda. Use your ability to decide which one makes more sense.
Once you use it by an animal, then you're in.
Again. You have a Davis, you have a case of Bechar, which the Syrian is not a birth. You have a case of a human, which the Syrian is a birth, according to Rav Shimon. Then you have Kachim, which is not a Bechar, and it's not a human. Where do you compare it to? Zok de Gemar, v'ligma lay de lay de miyadam. Ma hasam yaitse daifan, afkan yaitse daifan. Zok de Gemar, mistabra mebchar havelay le melef. We have a reason to want to learn from Bechar, which we're going to see in a minute. Yes, doctor.
Making a big logical jump here, in that the question really is whether or not vaginal birth is a necessary precondition of a bechor, or
all. That's not a question.
Carbonus. No, whether it is an essential property or a predicate property. I mean, that's
call what you want next.
This extrapolation seems to be similar as if I were to say that. Since a paraduma needs to be read, all carbonus.
Except that there's no Zereshava. You're right. When you go logic, it would be no logic. Now that we're not going logic, because Gzeirat Shavuot is handed down Sinai, so we put logic to the side, and we say this is a Gzeirat HaKasuv, not Gzeirat HaKasuv, I'm sorry. This is the Rebbein Shlom telling us to make comparisons. That's why logic is not a factor.
I hear what you're saying.
That's what the Gemara is saying, not me.
But it's a very good answer.
That's what the Gemara is saying, not me.
Well, okay, so I congratulations to the Gemara. So most Jewish Shavuot are logic or not logic, right?
No.
They're not logic.
I didn't say most are not. Many are not. I did never made a count,
well,
you know. If I said most, I would be making that up. They don't have to be logical.
What do we gain on the deal if we don't know where to go with it?
There we use logic. When we know we have to compare it to A or B, and both are not logical, because we would never do it on our own. So now we have to decide which is the more logical one in the comparison, which the Gemara is going to do in the next five lines.
Right, exactly.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Maidir Reb Shimon. Everybody have that? It becomes hegdish like a table and a chair. They're like every other animal that is a balmum before you donated it. The loikachel kaitim bagavanim. They become like stones and wood. The demeya, you use their money. But they themselves are not carbon. The yaitim lechulim, and they can be redeemed. The gazes, you can share it, the love, and to work. Because if one donates an animal for a carbon and then it develops a mum, and you redeem it, then the animal still has restrictions. You can't share it, and you can't work with it. You can shecht it and eat it. But if this animal never got carbon, and therefore it won't have any restrictions when you redeem it. So there's two kinds of, again, if you donate an animal that doesn't have a mum and develops a mum, you can redeem it, but you're restricted in the usage of that animal, even after you redeem it. You can't share it, you can't work with it. If you donate an animal that has a mum, it never got to the level of carbon, therefore you redeem it. And then the animal is a regular animal with no restrictions. Like, later, Simba Kachim, here is your Xerish of a revisor. Sorry, Kasavayetsky of Valet. Uxibbachor, I say you Valet. May Adam, the Indian Tum of Atar, they'll say Vyolda Zachar. By birth, it says Vyolda. Dr. Gemara, back to the Gemara. So, which Xerish of are we going to make? Are we going to make the Xerish Shavuot between Kachem and Bechor? Or are we going to make the Xerish Shavuot between Kachem and Adam? You look troubled.
I'm wondering, what's more?
So let's see what the Gemara asked us. That's why we're learning. That's not why we're learning, but that's part of learning, yes.
Later on it says,
you're ahead of me.
Are you into that part?
No.
I'll say it.
No, don't ask me anyway, because I didn't say the Gemara yet. Maybe when I explain it, there won't be a question.
No, it's because the way it's written over here.
So if you let me explain it, there might not be a question. That's the idea. And for the Gemara, Mistabra Mibchor HaVeleh Melech. If we have to choose Gzeirah Shavuot, it makes sense to choose this Gzeirah Shavuot because Shkein Imay Me'imay. Because they both have the word imai by them as well. So it's more like Bechor, because besides sharing the word leida, which is the Gzeirah Shavuot, it also has accompanied by a similar word that is used by both. So there's like an indication that use this one more than the other one that only has the word leida and doesn't have the word Bechor. Doesn't have the word imai.
The reason I asked about imai, because only because of the way it's done. It says, later, and then it's already says, emo, may emo. They add an extra mem. We learn emo from emo.
Meaning, because that makes later more similar, because both of them also include the word emai. So therefore, it's learn it from where it says emai as well.
Because
we're not dropping later.
It takes preference.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that. I tried to stress that it isn't. Rashi, imai mi imai. The Bechor tziv, shivas yamim yeh imai. The Kachim tziv, v'hoye shivas yamim pachas imai.
That's not
a zero,
sir?
No.
Why not?
Because it wasn't handed down from Sinai.
Well,
I mean, if I looked for similar words, I would be making 1,562 Gzeres Shavas. I can't make up Gzeres Shavas.
So before Gzeres,
the pasuk there has similar words. So if I have to choose where to make the Gzeres Shavah, I use it where there are similar words. Yes.
Number one, real time it says 1,562. It actually would be 1,562. But I think I would suggest that possibly an easier way of understanding what you're saying is the Gzeres Shavah automatically has two parts. Number one, the existence of the Gzeres Shavah, the two words, which is handed down from Sinai. That's part one. Part two is now, how do we understand it? That is separable, and that has to do with logic and our interpretation. And things like...
I think I said that. I just said it in different words, and I told you yesterday, and I'll say it again today. I am who I am, who I am. And I only can explain things the way I think and talk. And I can, you think differently, and you explain things differently, the same explanation is being said. I'm not sure why it would be easier to understand yours than mine, because I'm in a gay bedover, because I am I, right? You know, the famous verse of the Kutzker Rebbe and Kierkegaard, if I am I because you are you, and you are you because I am I, then I'm not I and you're not you. But if I am I because I am I, and you are you because you are you, then I am I and you are you. So again, so I am I. I'm sticking to that.
I don't recall that from the course of Kierkegaard, but... Yes,
the Kutzker Rebbe says it anyway. Yeah.
You know, for first, maybe a second time in the history of this cheer, I actually said it more concisely.
Again, I'm not arguing the point. It's not worth the words. Okay. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Frank the Gemara Velelov me Adam, she came Pashit me Pashit. Adam, right, birth, has nothing to do with being firstborn. Kachim donated has nothing to do with being firstborn. Bechor is limited to firstborn. So logically, yes, that has the word Imai, but this has the fact that they're not limited. Every birth of an animal and every birth of a human. Whereas Bechor is only one birth per animal, maybe, if it has a boy first. So why are you comparing Kachim to Bechor to compare Kachim to humans where they're both not restricted by not being firstborn? So it's logically more comparable to a human birth, which is not restricted to a firstborn. So if you use the application of Gzeres Shavah, depends on my understanding, well, I would think that two things that are more comparable in the sense that they're not limited to firstborn makes it more logically sound. Rashi. So Rashi? No Rashi.
What
the birth of humans, where Shimon said a cesarean is a birth. Again, that's what we started with. Rav Shimon said by Adam, by a human being, cesarean is a birth. By Bechor, cesarean is not a birth for Bechor.
Animal. Or by in person.
Same thing, but it's not a geyas here. We're learning that, you're right, by a Bechor of a person, it's the same thing. It has to be Petarech. But we weren't talking about that. We were talking about an animal that's not a Bechor.
Is the question on the whole Gzeres Shavah, how are you making it?
No, we don't question Gzeres Shavah.
What's the analogy? Where's the...
Again, let's try again. We have a Gzeres Shavah and we're torn in two. We don't know how to use it.
By Kachim.
And we have to use it the way we see more logically fit. That's the rule. So on one hand, it's similar to Bechor because it shares a common word. Imai. Besides for Leda.
Where's Leda written by Adam?
It's Golda Zachar. Rashi brought it down.
But that is not where Shimon...
That's what he's talking about Leda.
I understand, but his din has nothing to do with... His din has nothing to do with Bechor.
Humans have nothing to do with Bechor, correct. You were the one that brought a human Bechor in. Nobody ever mentioned it before. Humans, we're not talking about Bechor Adam here.
I understand, but we're using that.
No, we're not.
Not using the Gzeres Shavah.
A Bechor Behema.
And a regular Stam Behema?
It's not a Bechor.
I know, but is it a Leda?
That's the question.
Why would we even... even have a Hamamina to bring Rav Shimon into
again. Let's try one more time, and do me a favor, just listen for 1 minute. Rav Shimon told us that when a lady gives birth to a cesarean, it's called a Leda. That means the word Leda includes cesarean. That's what Rav Shimon told us. We know by Bechor that the Torah said that a Bechor is born to a cesarean is not a Leda. So we have two interpretations of the word Leda. One says cesarean included, and one says cesarean not included.
This is all human.
No!
It is human.
I'm talking about a Bechor animal.
Well, it's not
like Bechor. I tried to say, forget about a Bechor of a human.
Okay, thank you.
No, no. So now, what should I compare it to? By a Bechor of an animal, it says the word Imai. And by Kachem, not Bechor, it says the word Imai. Shari Kesavai Eid Ki Yavalei Dohoye Shiva Shamim Kachas Imai. Not a Bechor. So
for
since it, what? Yes. And it says the word Imai. So it tells me that it's more comparable to that because they share a common word. On the other hand, Kachem shares a commonality with humans that they're both not firstborn. Exactly. So maybe that's the way to go. So now the Gemara is going to do a head count. How many ways is Bechor similar to Kachem similar to Bechor? And how many ways is Kachem similar to humans? We're going to do... You have a question?
I just
want to say
that it looks like it is a Rashi.
Rashi is
a reverse.
Both Rashi
is a reverse.
The
question
afterwards,
but it's...
Yeah, we're going to get there. I'm going to get there in a second. I hear what you're saying. I'm going to do it afterwards. It's not worth it to me. I'm going to confuse people more that way. But let me just finish this. So now the Gemara is going to do a head count. Dr. Gemara, Mestabra Mechor HaVilei Lamelov. Okay? Ready? Here we go. I'm sorry. At this point, we're not doing the head count yet. Shekhet Imai Mimai. That's what we did. Adar Rabba, 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 Adar. So here we go. Here we go. Shekhet, number one, Aim. It has the word Imai. That's what Aleph, right? They share the commonality of having the word Imai. Behema. They're both behemoths. We're learning from Behar, animal from animal. These are all commonalities that Kachem and Bechor have that humans don't have. It doesn't say the word Imai by humans, and humans are not animals, contrary to popular belief today. And Kachem, they're both Kachem. A human is not Kachem. Number four, Pigle. They both are susceptible to Pigle. Pigle means when you sect an animal and have in mind to do things out of time or out of place.
With
between Behema, Kachem, and Bechor. These are all similarities between Kachem and Bechor. Aim, both have Imai. They're both animals. They're both Kachem. They're both susceptible to Pigle. They're both susceptible to Neisser. If it's left over, it has to be burnt. They're both susceptible to Tamei. If a Tamei person eats either of the two, he's Chai Misa. So there's six comparisons. Kachem and Bechor have six comparisons, six commonalities. They're analogous in six ways. So it makes sense to learn it out. Bechor from Kachem from Bechor. Let's see how many commonalities there are. We're doing a head count now. How many commonalities are there between Kachem and humans? Shekhet Pashut, they're not firstborn. Zachar, they don't have to be male. Kaddish, they both have to be donated. They're not automatically a Kaddish, right? Meaning a human being is not Kaddish, and an animal born is not Kaddish. It has to be made into Kachem, right? An animal is not born Kaddish. A Bechor is born in Kaddish. And the Matana, they're both given... They're not, I'm sorry, I think it's Matana means they're not Matana's Kahuna. What?
They're not given
to the Kayan. So there are four commonalities here. Dr. Gemara and Ephesians, 6-4, six wins. That's why we picked that Zeri Shava. Because it's a 6-4 vote.
But
But what we're trying to say now is that you don't look at. It could be that maybe that Kadosh is more important than all the others.
Sometimes the Gemara does that, and in this case, the Gemara doesn't think anything outweighs the other. You're right. Sometimes, I just had a Gemara I was learning in Shabbos, but the Gemara said, Karis means more than anything else. The Gemara does that multiple times, and Yabamasa does it many times. But in this case, the Gemara doesn't feel that any of the commonalities are enough to outweigh the vote. Right. What? No, it's talking about there, it's machpas and pankas. Yeah, by Sefer Kachim, right, the Gemara by Sefer Kachim, right. That's the Gemara, Chavdawad, I think, yes. Yeah, but it's the Maitre Alochus. The Gemara does it by pankas also, whatever the way you pronounce that sixth one there. What? Because of pancakes, fine, okay. But it's the sixth one there too. Pigul Naisa Kachim, Mila, Karas, Asalainan. That's the sixth one. I just learned it. There's no memory here. I just learned it. Truma is Machbaz.
Kachim against Truma.
Yeah, Kachim against Truma. Yes, doctor.
And in the end, another way of looking at this is that both of them have their logical basis, but. The question is, which ones were accepted by the majority over time? I mean, see, it's by a number of times. So, that, you know, a glacha there is a glacha, and then over the course of time.
No, I don't see that here. There was no glacha. Nobody had a glacha about Kachim. Never had a glacha. They sat down in the base medrash and they said, what is the halacha? And they decided that this is the better Zer Shabbat, and therefore they all came out and voted. Announced that by Kachim this is the way it is.
It was 96-0.
It was. I have no idea how many people voted.
No,
it was unanimous. It was unanimous.
It was unanimous.
It doesn't say not.
It doesn't say.
Again, usually if you have a machlokes, somebody would be a tzaddik.
I understand what you're saying.
Rashi. Okay, so Yanki is right that the Rashi's are out of order, but we're going to read them as is. Shkid aim behemus. Kachim, Pigel, Naisir, B'Tamei. Rashi explains that. Eim B'Tavayu Ksiv Imai. It means both have Imai. B'Tavayu, Behemoth, Kachim. That takes care of two. They're both animals, and they're both Kachim. U'Pigel, B'Naisir, B'Tamei, Naeg Behem. They're all susceptible to Pigel, Naisir, and Tamei. I will take a moment to explain what Pigel is. It's commonly misunderstood. Pigel means, and one does, one of the four essential services of carbon, and has in mind to do one of the consumptions out of time or out of place. That's what the translation of Pigel is. If during one of the four essential avodas hakarbanos, one has in mind to do one of the three consumptions, which are zrikas hadam, burning the fat, and eating, out of time or out of place. The person is not anywhere in these six. Pashut, Adam is story, baby Pashut, baby Bukhar. By the way, that's on the head count. The Chain Kachim Avibsutim. Kachim is also any kind of animal. It's not talking about males. Same in Benachavis. Rafuki Bukhar, the less hell of Bukhar. Bukhar is only by boys. But Avayu, Bain Adam, Bain Kachim, they have to be donated. Abu Bakar can discuss some Elof. Bakar becomes Kaddish by itself. Kachim and Adam are not Matnas Kahuna. The owner eats the Shlomim. And yes, he gives something to the Kayan, but it's not the Kayan's animal. Lafuki Bakar, Abu Matnas Kahuna. The Bakar is owned by the Kayan, the whole animal. So Mela, Rabbi Yechidah learned from there that. Rav Shimon agrees by Kachim that a cesarean cannot become Kaddish. There are more. Nefisha means more. There are more analogies to Bechar than there are to humans. Fine. Commonalities, similarities. There are more analogies. Use any word you want that makes you happy. You can use it. Right. Amar Rav Chiya Bereid Rav Huna. Mishmei de Rava. Tanya the Messiah Leila Rabbi Yechanan. We have a brisa that's approved to Rabbi Yechanan. And I want to introduce this. I don't think I'm going to get this done today. In fact, I'm wondering whether I'm going to get question number 10 done tomorrow. I think I'll be able to, because I think the other beige reads very quickly. But we'll find out. If not, we'll just erase number 10. There's a halacha like this. There's a lot of karbanos. I shouldn't say a lot. There are many karbanos that are puzzle. And when they're puzzle, they're not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. However, what happens if they are put on the Mizbeach? So there, it depends on what kind of psul it is. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So certain psulim, the pasuk says, even though you weren't supposed to put it on, but once it's on, go take it off. It has enough kedusha on it that the Torah said, even though we don't want you to put it on, it's pasul, but if you did put it on, leave it there.
When you put it on, it was b'shoget.
Makes no difference. If you put it on, stay there. You're not supposed to. You violated an issur by putting it on. But that's done. It's on. Leave it there. And certain kachim, the Torah says, take it off right away. So we're going to try to find out which kachim are one way and which kachim are the other way. Now, there's going to be a rule. And Rav Shimon is going to hold of this rule. And the Yehuda is going to make exceptions to the rule, because he has a reason for that. Rav Shimon's rule is, the word that we're going to use tomorrow on Mircha Hashem, it's called Psuloi Bakaydesh, which translates any psul that happens once the process of Avaida has started. Rashi does not translate it this way tomorrow, but I'm going to show that that's what Rashi means anyway. That means anything that happens post-Shchita or during Shchita, anything that goes wrong that at that point and on, during Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Neiser, all these things that happen once you started Avoda, if you put, you're not, it became puzzle. But if you put it on, don't take it off. And there are many psulim that you should have never started Avoda. The animal committed bestiality. The animal was served as an Avoda Zara. The animal is a mixed breed. There are many things that are, you should have never done Shchita. It's not something that happened from Shchita on. It's something that you should have never started. It was wrong to begin with. Those come off.
It wasn't discovered
until
it was already on.
It was, the guy put it on. Kasha Meisauer got there.
Right.
You're right. He shouldn't have started. So that's the rule of Rav Shimon. Any psul that's called Psuloi Bakaydesh, that happens once the process of Avodah has started. I know Rashi uses the language came into the Azara. It was Pasul when it came into the Azara, not beforehand. But the problem is, what happens if it commits bestiality in the Azara? It's also not Psuloi Bakaydesh. It's in the Azara. So what Rashi means doesn't mean entering the Azara, he means when you started the process. Rashi uses the word, anything that happens once it's in the Azara is called Psula Bakaydesh. Anything that was wrong before it came into the Azara is not called Psula Bakaydesh. What?
What's it called before it happened before?
Not Psula Bakaydesh. And therefore, it makes sense, except that some things can happen in the Azara that are not Psula Bakaydesh. It can be served as an Avodah Zara in the Azara. All those, and they're not Psula Bakaydesh, because they would have been Psula outside also. So I think what Rashi means is things that can only happen in the Azara are Psula Bakaydesh. Things that could have happened before and happened in the Azara are not considered in the Azara. We will continue merchants tomorrow. Everybody should have a